I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I was going to try to bury this story, but I feel like we just might as well get it out of the way and just talk about a tough thing. A Texas woman was arrested after attacking her boyfriend and trying to cut off his, well, you know.
Oh, why'd we have to go there?
Cut off what?
Well,
what?
How would you say that word right there where my thumb's at?
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's not what I thought.
Oh.
What? Let me see.
It's right below.
It's right below what you thought you thought. What would you say, Alex?
I would say his go-go berries.
Oh, okay, yeah. She tried to cut off his go-go berries. Go-go magic berries. The girlfriend was mad, and when she saw him talking to another woman, she hit him with a rubber mallet when they got home. So apparently that was just laying around. She's like...
Yeah,
there
who keeps
go.
That on hand? That's all. I mean, you walk into a house or an apartment, you see that lying around. That's like your red flag number one. This lady may not be stable.
The victim was hit so hard that he was knocked out, and he awoke and noticed a cut on his...
Go-go berries?
Yes. The man was treated at a hospital for bruises all over his body. The girlfriend has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Can we all agree here, right here and now, that anytime we have a disagreement, argument with a significant other or a partner, that we will stay away from their...
Go-go berries.
Or any other area that, like, you know what I mean? Like, that area. Like, those are off limits.
Sounds like a safe plan.
Wait, did she get them? You said there was a cut.
She cut, but she didn't cut off.
She
it's just
close.
As bad, man. I know, like right now, like I don't even know if I can go on with the show thinking about that in my head. The Sheriff's Department in Citrus County, Florida, recently got a special new patrol car that was painted with drunk driving awareness messages. You might see those from time to time. A 63-year-old guy named Paul Wilkinson said, "Hey, why don't I go hit that?" And he was driving drunk on Saturday night. I don't think he was thinking that,
like
but that's what he did.
Like he wrecked into it or he wanted to have sex with the vehicle?
Let me go hit that.
I'm about to rear end you. Oh, hey.
Because, I mean.
Both, Alex.
It wouldn't
both.
Be the first time that a weirdo guy tried to have sex with the car. I mean, there was that guy in like My Strange Addiction or whatever on TLC who was in a relationship with his vehicle. So I'm.
Where exactly did he like. Because there's different parts of the vehicle.
Yeah, there, stick the gas tank, the tailpipe.
I think it was the tailpipe.
You can't go near the gas tank. That'll burn.
Why not?
I mean, you would assume the tailpipe.
He was underneath the car, like, humping it.
Yeah, what
have
else
you guys never seen this video?
No.
Oh, it's incredible. We got to watch this then.
No,
we're done.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. It's so good. He is a weirdo.
We've heard about guys before that have kind of, you know, put their stuff, like, in the grill.
Yeah,
which
he might
seems
have done
dangerous because
that
that's how you get trapped and caught.
Why are you all up in the grill?
Let me see your grill. your grill. Well, yeah, he was drunk and he ran into that car. He ended up re-ending. Oh, I can't even talk because I'm thinking about the visual. We're ending it.
Oh, that explains where it goes, Alex.
He was arrested for DUI and was taken to the police station in the car that he had hit.
Okay.
So that's awkward.
Awkward.
You have that little relationship, then you got to go back home. And then your final dummy of the day story today, a 25-year-old woman in Minnesota came through a Wendy's drive-thru, ordered food, and asked that her French fries be fresh.
French fries, don't you know?
Yeah, they're good. Timmy Hortons, too. I don't know. French fries are good, but I don't care any restaurant. I'm trying to think of a fast food place. Once fries get cold, no matter where you're at, they're nasty. It
you
doesn't
got
matter.
2 minutes to put them all in your face.
Yeah,
two minutes.
You can't have a cold fry. It's never, ever good, no matter where you go. I think Wendy's fries are the best when they're hot and you dip them in a little frosty.
Okay, here's the thing. McDonald's fries are the best fries when they're done correctly.
Well, those are good, but then you got Culver's fries, too, which are perfectly, like,
cut. Culver's fries are really good. I do like Culver's fries a lot. But I would say McDonald's are probably my favorite.
Those are the classic, yeah.
But I'm really picky about fries. Like, so I have to,
you're picky,
like,
about everything.
I feel them up and down. Like, I, like, manhandle
like
my
them?
Fries. Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
I manhandle my fries,
hey,
up
girl.
And down. Do we have romantic
are you a potato?
Music?
You just...
Oh, yeah.
So I'm, like... rubbing my fries up and down, like checking for weak spots, okay? Because I don't like to eat fries that are like soft at all. Like not super hard crunchy either. Just they got to be right in between soft and hard. And if they're right in between, if my fries are in that sweet spot, if they're hitting my sweet spot.
Yeah.
Then I can eat them.
Oh, yes!
That's the most I've ever gotten out of the 70s bed and a yes drop. But I'm going to take it for all it's worth. Well, what happened, though, the woman said, hey, make sure they're not, you know, soggy. Make sure they're fresh. Well, during an argument she got into with one of the drive-thru people, the employee said that she actually reached through the window because she's like, look, these fries are good. And an employee then threw a soda at her.
Whoa.
The woman grabbed mace from her car and then sprayed it through the drive-thru window, hitting the manager of the restaurant directly in the face.
Dang.
What are the odds that, like, you're doing all this and you aim it right through the window to blast him in the face? She's now facing one charge of use of tear gas to immobilize. I love, by the way, too, at the time of the day, we always get new charges I never heard of. Like, what you in here for? Oh, I'm in here for tear gas to immobilize, you know?
Insane.
My fries were kind of not fresh and crispy.
Nope, gotta hit that sweet spot.
Oh, yes! Yes! Yes!
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
An explosion at an Ariana Grande concert in northern England killed at least 22 people and injured more than 50. Police suspect a suicide bomber set off the blast, which is being treated as a terrorist attack. A statement from Manchester Arena said the explosion took place outside the arena just after the concert as people were exiting. Here's audio of the bomb going off.
Wow.
Oh my God. Going off? What just happened? What's going on? Oh my God!
So I gotta turn. That's so disturbing.
It's very, very, very hard to hear. Ariana had just left the stage when everyone heard what appeared to be an explosion. According to one concert goer, a huge bomb-like bang went off, and that hugely panicked everyone. And we were all trying to flee the arena. It was one bang, and essentially everyone from the other side of the arena, where the bang was heard from, suddenly came running towards us as they were trying to exit. The pop star herself is okay, although she was in hysterics after learning at least 19 people were killed at her concert, which was part of the 23-year-old Grande's Dangerous Woman tour. However, she will not perform Thursday in London and has decided for now to put the entire European tour on hold. She later tweeted, "Broken, from the bottom of my heart, I am so, so sorry. I don't have words." A man identified as Andy described to BBC News being thrown 30 feet back from the explosion.
An explosion went off and it threw me through the first set of doors, about 30 foot to the next set of doors. There was about 30 people scattered everywhere. Some of them looked mad, have been unconscious, but there was a lot of fatalities. So my first thing was to run in the stadium, try and find my wife and daughter. I looked at some of the bodies, trying to find my family.
A video of ISIS claiming responsibility for the Manchester bombing on Monday emerged on Twitter right after the bombings. The Weeknd bought an $18 million home in Hidden Hills, California for him and Selena Gomez, and is right down the street from Drake. Rihanna and Lupita Nyong'o will be co-starring in a currently untitled movie after fans on Twitter asked to make it happen. The movie will debut on Netflix, but a release date isn't known. The disastrous fire festival is now being investigated by the FBI. Sources say a criminal investigation has been launched into looking into the festival for possible mail, wire, and security fraud.
Holla!
James Corden hosted The Late Late Show's second primetime special on Monday, and it featured a new carpool karaoke with Katy Perry. He straight up asked her what the deal was with her and Taylor Swift, and for the first time, she openly addressed it.
Honestly, it's really like she started it, and it's time for her to finish it. And I tried to talk to her about it, and she wouldn't speak to me.
Oh, you tried to talk to her about it? You did the phone call?
I do the right thing.
So you did any the phone call, and it was a shutdown.
That it feels like a fumble. It was a full shutdown, and then she writes a song about me, and I'm like, okay, cool, cool, cool. That's how you want to deal with it? Karma. I'm ready for that BS to be done. Now, there is the law of cause and effect. You do something and there's going to be a reaction.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And trust me, Daddy, there's going to be a reaction.
Yeah.
So maybe your girl Tay-Tay did cause all this and she needs to just say, hey, I'm sorry. Squash that beef.
Whatever. A London...
Oh, wait.
Hey, just say whatever.
That's your problem. You won't admit it when somebody's wrong.
No, because I don't think... I think Katy Perry
she's
is still
lying?
In the wrong. I don't think she's lying. I think she did try to steal out Taylor's dancers.
Katy Perry, yes or no? Are you telling the truth?
Oh, stop! Yes!
Not Taylor.
She's
Taylor
telling
doesn't
the
do
truth.
That. Taylor doesn't do that. That's the garbage.
You live in a world full of lies, Alex. A big, fat ball of lies. Thank you, though. My car sounded that fast, but some Indy 500 notes and different things, some good, some bad. Let's talk about some good stuff. World-renowned opera singer and Indiana native Angela Brown will be performing God Bless America this year at the Indy 500. They just announced that yesterday, so that's so cool that they get local people to do that instead of bringing somebody out of nowhere. I think that's kind of cool. this is kind of not cool. if you didn't hear yesterday, this news was breaking. Indy 500 car driver Scott Dixon was robbed in a Taco Bell drive-thru hours after he won the pole position for this past weekend's Indianapolis 500 qualifying. Police say that Dixon, his wife Emma, and the former Indy 500 winner Dario Franchitti were robbed at gunpoint by two men on foot while they were sitting in the drive-thru lane. Turns out police actually arrested. They were young boys,
that is so 14
and 15.
Scary.
But who would have thought?
Yeah, that is wild.
God forbid. But what would you do in that situation? I don't think I could move. I wouldn't even be able to grab my wallet. I'd be like somebody's pointing a gun at you.
Totally. Well, if there's no one behind me, I'm probably backing up and driving away.
Do you think they were like in a regular car? Do you think they were in their Indy car?
I'm sure it was a regular car, but it's probably a nice car, so they knew that they had money. Like
they targeted it,
kind of? I'm sure they were driving something nice.
Oh, man. Then another story here. At least there's kind of a more positive story to it, an angle to it towards the end. Sebastian, if I mess his name up, I apologize. Sebastian Bourdais provided an update on his health Monday after a crash hospitalized the racer on Saturday. Did you guys see this? Something happened with his suspension. He went right into the wall.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday, he said on his Twitter, "I'm not going to go for a run tomorrow, but I'm up. Thank you all for your support." He suffered multiple fractures to his pelvis and right hip when he crashed into a wall during his qualifying run for the Indy 500. He actually won the season opener IndyCar race this year in St. Petersburg, and he's held the top spot in the driver standings throughout the first three races. So it's kind of a bummer that he won't be competing in the Indy 500, but thank God he's okay, and he's at least able to get up and move after.
Totally.
I mean, imagine. Can you imagine hitting a wall at 100, 200 miles per hour?
No, I can't believe he survived.
I've been in a fender bender, and my neck still hurts from that. And these guys are just getting up, just trucking along. So kind of cool updates. Looking forward to it. We're going to be broadcasting live Thursday and Friday. I'm so excited, Alex. This is like our first time for a lot of stuff here. We're going to be in Glamp Town.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so exciting. I think we get to drink when we're there, which is even cooler. Sorry, random movies have Indy cars drive by sometimes. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and joining us in studio is a local indie woman. I say all around badass, Jess West of Jess West Costumes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now you are making national news, but you've also made news before. You're a costume designer. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
I get you a little closer to the microphone right there. Yeah, I know it's awkward getting that close to something, but. Tell us about what happened in the past couple of days where you've blown up with this Indy 500, like, patriotic-style romper.
For dudes.
For bros.
Yeah, and they love it. I wanted to come up with a line of stuff for the race that was kind of upcycled things. And I heard, you know, all the articles about the rompers, and I put up a post just kind of kidding around thinking it would get some attention.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for my line of clothes. And then people started bombing me with orders for them.
Wow.
So you kind of you're full, right? Like you can't make any more.
I have a waiting list. So yeah, I'll know by Wednesday. It just depends on how much time I have.
But if someone's ordering something on Wednesday, I mean, how long does it take you to make them? Because the race is this weekend.
A couple hours. And I actually have three girls that work with me.
Okay.
Now, are you working like 9 to 5? You're working around the clock. What's your schedule been like? I got to imagine you're crazy busy. Are you laughing at me right now?
Well, I got up yesterday at 8 a.m. and I went to bed this morning at 4:30.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
I hit snooze today and didn't get out of bed till about 4:40. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I was telling you when you walked in, I thought I was tired last night because I had to stay up till 11 to watch The Bachelorette and then get up at 4:30.
Yeah. It's a long day.
Wow.
So you've been getting that. Have you been getting any other attention? Because I saw local TV and obviously us local radio doing stuff. I've seen I think USA Today did an article, but I heard like something happened yesterday where you got a call.
Yeah. So I've been getting a lot of calls from out of state. I have the caller ID on my phone and all these different states pop up, and California popped up, and I was thinking, oh, it's a romper. And this lady comes on and she said her name and she's like, oh, I'm with MTV. And I just kind of almost dropped my cell phone on my desk.
Wow.
I was like, oh, okay, good morning. Trying to play it cool. Like, yeah, what's up?
Now, if it would have been VH1, like, ignore, but MTV called, like, I got to pick it up. Now, can you tell us are you doing something for them?
Yeah, actually, we just finished them up. That's why I was up so late last night. Apparently, they're filming a new show, and they're actually filming in Indiana. It's about cheerleading. I'm not quite sure 100% the details, but...
Okay.
16 and pregnant cheerleaders?
I know, right? That's what I was thinking. Really? Not
that. We need it bigger in the stomach area.
Yeah. But we made, like, five, you know... cheerleading costumes for them yesterday based on just really simple measurements. It was kind of crazy.
Wow. Okay, so what are the, like, fabrics for the Indy 500 ones? What are the patterns? Like, what do they look like? Is it a bunch of, like, patriotic type of stuff?
Yes, actually. So it's some traditional stuff, just, like, simple stars and stripes, and I've got some gaudy, like, huge flags with these bald eagles with their, you know, their wings spread on it. all kinds of stuff. I tried to find something, you know, for all kinds of different, like, age groups, too.
Yeah, okay. Well, that is fun.
It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and the voice you're hearing in the background is Jess West, the owner of Jess West Costumes. How could people check you out online? Because the visuals of what you can do, I added you personally on Facebook, so I was stalking you that way. Sorry. I saw you won, like, a costume contest from Radio Now back in 2012, so you've been doing this for a long time, but how can people learn more about you?
Well, I do have two websites. The first one is JessWestCostumes.com.
Okay.
And then the indie gear is going to be on FestivalReadyJessWest.com. And then I have Instagram and Facebook for both. So.
Now, I definitely got to be honest. I'm a little selfish in my intention because it is awesome talking to you and meeting you, but I'm like, what am I going to wear? Because I'm a big guy, and I put some weight back on. I'm like a 3X, 4X. Like, this is a 4X shirt, and it's kind of baggy, but I'm in between. My point is, you can't find a lot of good-looking stuff for a plus-size dude. And when I saw your abilities, I was wondering, Jess, if maybe, like, if you knew somebody that maybe could hook me up or make me look good for the, Snake Pit and Indy 500. Do you know if that's a possibility? Is it too late?
Well, I'm going to make you something, but I get to choose the fabric.
Oh.
Is it going to look good, though?
Fly.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot wait to see this. I cannot wait.
You have no input, by the way. Do not talk to Jess about this.
I won't. I want to be surprised.
My biggest thing, whatever you make me, will there be a way for me to go to the bathroom? It's going to be a busy day at Snake Pit.
Very accessible.
Because we're there like...
Yeah, you know, the number one
thing too accessible.
Drunk girls deal with when we wear rompers when we go out is how
completely
annoying
naked
it is
in the bathroom.
How annoying it is to go to the bathroom. It's the worst. So I was thinking about guys with that situation because it's hard for us girls to pee.
Yeah, and so I have an idea for that. So most pants, you kind of can't see the zipper, but I thought it would be really funny just to have a blatantly obvious zipper there.
But for me?
No, just for everybody.
Okay. For guys.
Just so I can easy access to it right there.
Brilliant.
I'm like, sorry, ladies, I got a ring. You can't use it right there.
She's not just a costume designer. She's an innovative costume designer here.
That's right.
She's got new ideas. She's new in improving rompers.
I think your biggest thing is definitely visual. I'm so glad you came in studio and talked to us. But also, do you have like a Twitter handle or an Instagram where people could see your stuff?
Yeah, both. The Festival Ready, Jess West, and then the Jess West Costumes on the Instagram, Facebook.
All right, cool. Yep. We'll get a photo of just us, not in any costumes, right? Nobody's wearing a costume, right? Just
not right now. Stuff.
We'll get that, and that way we'll put your handle on there, too. You can make sure you follow us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and get that. All right, Jess West, I could talk to you all day. I'm so excited, and I know, do you do stuff for, like, Christmas time, like ugly sweaters and stuff, too, like year-round?
Yeah, I mean, literally every holiday you can think of, we did. Ugly Christmas sweaters, New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to do some stuff for Gay Pride. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I have so many ideas.
Imagine those rompers.
I want mine to be a little more covered than those rompers, I'm just assuming. I want certain areas covered.
All leather.
Oh, yeah, real short.
And I don't want my butt cheeks hanging out. I want them to stay concealed. Hey, Jess West, owner of Jess West Costumes, thank you so much for coming in studio this morning. And I think it's really cool to see somebody locally pursuing their passion and getting national attention at the same time with these patriotic rompers and everything else you do. I'm going to put a blog up, too, after we're all done with this. RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. You can get to know more about Jess West and all the stuff she does and see some of the work, too. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Very welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Well, 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 we need to know about you. Today's show is all about you and your checkered past. I mean, it is, you know, Indy 500 week.
Some secrets.
What was that?
Some secrets maybe you've got in your closet.
Ooh, like what kind of secret?
Any secrets, like, I don't know, the crazier the better. That's how you're going to win today. So... You know, were you conceived because your dad slept with his sister? Did you tell
I like
your...
that
you,
Alex goes for the jugular, which well, there might be somebody listening that had that happen.
I always do. Maybe you told your... Maybe you're in college right now, or you're supposed to be in college right now, and your parents think you are, but you dropped out and they don't know about it.
You're just spending all your...
You dropped out years ago.
Yeah, you're just spending all your money on, like, trips and
exactly.
Booze.
Maybe you, you know, you're stripping... on the side and your family doesn't know, or you did before, or anything. Anything checkered about your past, the crazier the checkers, then that's going to win you some tickets this morning.
Yeah, we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to the Children's Museum After Dark event, which is an adult-themed event.
Which is the best and most fun thing I have done in this city ever. Ever since we lived here. So much fun.
You know what's cool, too? It's a great place to meet people and then not become friends with them. I met somebody there. I got their number, and then the couple stood us up. I've never talked to them. If you're listening this morning, why won't you hang out with me and Lindsay? We have no friends. But for real, though, anything that happened that's a little checkered in your past, let's share it. This is kind of like a tamer version of a Freak Show Friday. 317-239-1009. If you own up and share that with us, because we're all a little, you know, checkered with our past, we will hook you up with those pair of tickets to the Children's Museum After Dark event. That's going on Friday, June 2nd, which is what, next Friday?
Yeah, next Friday.
Holy cow.
So here's the thing. Like, we'll vote. Like, we'll take your name and your number, mm-hmm. and then the ones that Joe and I dub are good. Some of you, we're just going to be like, that was stupid. We're going to let you go. But some of them that are good, we're going to keep notes, and then we're going to decide amongst us, producer MYK, me and Joe, who had the best checkered past, and then that's who we're going to call back, and you're going to win.
All right. 317-239-1009. That's 317-239-1009. We'll talk to you and all your checkered past next on the Joe and Alex Show. 317-239-1009. We want to hear about your checkered past here on the Joe and Alex Show, and you could get hooked up with a pair of tickets to the Children's Museum After Dark event that's going on Friday, June 2nd, a week from this Friday. That is just, I can't believe we're almost to June, guys. That blows my mind. Let's get into it this morning. Let's hear your story. 317-239-1009. Hey, Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey.
What's up? Let's hear your checkered past. What's your story?
All right, so I'm 24 years old, and I have two kids. I had a kind of a rough relationship with my ex. Well, he was my ex-boyfriend. We're back together, and I have to hide the fact that we're dating from my parents.
Ooh.
Why do you have to hide that from your parents? Just because of the past, and they don't like him?
Yeah, but I would drop everything and marry him right now, and my parents hate him, and they have no idea that we're together.
Well, why, I mean, like, no offense to your parents, but if you do like him and if things are better now, why don't you get married? Like, I mean, I know your parents are important, it sounds like, but if you love this man, why not get married to him?
We have talked about it. We definitely have talked about it. So it just hasn't happened yet.
All right. Well, hang on, Katie. We will we'll get your number, and you might be in the running for that to see if your story is part of the checkered past, the best one. Let's go to Anonymous this morning. What's up, Anonymous? What is your story, your checkered past?
So my checkered past is that when I was growing up, I was adopted. So I grew up with pretty much my grandmother and my dad. But, you know, my dad was in the military. He went overseas. My grandmother got sick. So I got adopted. But as I got older, knowing about my real family and knowing that my real biological family was just a ring of drug dealers. And they left from Indianapolis to California. And going out there to meet my mother for the first time, just being surrounded by just buku of money, and that's how she showed her affection to me. But she didn't work; she stayed at a hotel. And I'm like, man, what's really going on here? And so, as I came back to Indianapolis, Indiana, my younger brother was sent back with me to my father, and the reason being was that my mother, two oldest brothers, and a ring of just people were just got busted in on at the hotel that they were staying at, and hundreds of $1,000 was just collected with pesos, social security cards that had money on it, food stamp vouchers.
Did they know El Chapo?
I was just thinking that.
Maybe, oh my gosh. My old family was El Chapo. If he would have said that, you would have won.
You're no kidding.
Number four.
Hang on the line. We might get to you. Hang on a second. Let's talk to Bobby. Bobby! Bobby, turn your radio down. Hey, Bobby. What's going on? Tell us about your checkered past, Bobby.
Okay, so as I was a kid with my sister, we were eating cake at the kitchen table, and she had stabbed me in the head with a fork.
Whoa! Whoa there!
So a week later, I had took her underneath our bunk bed, and I lit her hair completely on fire to where she was bald.
That's how you got her back? Okay,
and
that is too funny.
I had gotten so much trouble, but
to me, it was worth it now, and it's hilarious.
Oh, that is so crazy.
What were you thinking? You're like, fire, fire, fire.
And my cousin, he was spitting in her hair to try to get it out.
Oh, that's not going to work. Yeah.
Well, no. I guess it's better than other ways to put out a fire with your body. Bobby, that is an interesting pass that you have right there. Hang on the line. We might pick you as one of our people. We'll get your phone number.
Yeah, keep calling in. I mean, we need, you know, keep calling. We'll take your checkered pass. You might win the Museum After Dark ticket.
317-239-1009. We'll get more people on the phone and hear more stories about your checkered past here on the Joe and Alex Show. We've all got a checkered past. As a matter of fact, with me, I did something when I was a younger guy. I don't want to say my age, but I didn't realize it at the time, and I'm vague booking right here.
Vague booking?
No, but legit, like, I saw my life, like, flash before me, because if the cop that was driving down the street would have looked to his left and seen me...
What were you doing, smoking a bowl?
No, like, I would have been... It was a very big crime. I didn't even realize that I was... I don't want to say anymore. I'm not proud of it. I did something when I was young and dumb.
Well, what I don't know what that means. Were you driving under the influence?
No.
Were there certain acts being done as you were driving?
No, it was a criminal thing. It was more of like a business thing. I'm just so afraid to say it.
I don't know what you were. Oh, you were hooking on the side of the road. You were a prostitute for a time.
Yeah.
That's what it is?
That's what it was.
Okay.
I'm so afraid, Alex, because of statute of limitations.
Sure.
I don't know if I can go to jail or not.
Understandable. Yeah, you definitely should be afraid.
If there are any cops, if you could call in, I'll tell you what I did. I just want to know if I can get in trouble for that or not. 317-239-1009. Point is, we all have a checkered pass, but we're rewarding you for that this morning. If you share your checkered pass, we'll hook you up. Whoever has the best story, in our opinion, we're going to vote on it. You'll get tickets to the Children's Museum After Dark event on Friday, June 2nd. That's for adults, 21+. Jessica, you're on the Joan Alex Show. What did you do?
So in college, I worked at a bookstore, and I was taking money from the register, and they blamed it on one of my coworkers who was hearing impaired, and she got fired, and I never said anything.
Jessica!
That
gosh.
Is so terrible.
Does that eat at your conscience still to this day?
It does. It really does. Sometimes I'll think about it, and I'm like, dude, I should have never done that.
That's, what if she's listening?
Oh, she's not.
She's not. She's hearing impaired.
I hope not.
She can't. I don't think so. Probably not. That's not funny, dude. Listen, I don't know how I can reward Jessica with this if it's so bad what she did. Like, I know we're asking for your checkered past, but I feel so bad for what... She's still laughing. I'm not judging you,
horrible,
Jessica,
horrible.
But you need Jesus.
We're going to hell.
Oh, for sure. Hey, Jessica, hang on the line. We might pick your terrible, terrible self. God, are we letting everybody through with these checkered pasts like that? Wow. Good morning, Anonymous. What did you do in your past?
Well, I worked at a department store. I can't say the name of it because some of them are still open, but I actually was dating a girl there, and I ended up sleeping with her.
Hey.
I guess he told her sister about it. I slept with her sister, and I guess the sister told the mom, and I ended up sleeping with the mom.
Whoa!
And two sisters. Not at the same time, but it was a... like a chain of events, and I was like, uh-oh, this isn't good.
Are you like the hottest guy in the world? Are you just like the biggest dude in the world? Like, how did you get all three of these
yeah,
women?
Yeah, you have some game.
I mean, I really don't. I guess it just, I hate to say it, word of mouth, but I was like, wow. And I'll be honest with you, the mom was the best out of all three of them.
Good Lord.
Experience.
Who are these people listening to our show? All right.
I don't know. But see, now I kind of want to reward him for that one.
No, that's a really good one. Definitely keep him in mind.
Hang on the line. You're in consideration for this. Let's go to Rachel. Hey, Rachel, let's hear about your checkered past. What happened? What'd you do?
So when I first moved to Indianapolis, I worked for a bank, and I worked for this woman that was the devil who talked crap to everyone. And if you've ever seen the movie Mallrats, I stink-palmed her desk phone.
Oh, my gosh! I love that movie.
I thought it would be fitting and appropriate since she did it anyway.
Wow.
Now, how did you do it? Did you, did she know it was you? Like, did you ever get caught?
I don't think she had any clue. And it's such a disgusting thing that I'm actually admitting on the radio, like sticking her phone near my backside. But
it's okay. You know what? That's what we're here for. This is a safe place. It's a judgment-free zone.
That phone had really crappy reception afterwards.
It did. And every time she would take a call, I would just like look at her, the little devil in me, like, ha ha.
Oh, man.
How's my butt smell?
That is vile. Okay, definitely we're keeping you in mind.
All right, Rachel, hang on the line. Let's do one more real quick here. Ashley, let's go to Ashley. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Tell us about your checkered past. What happened?
Okay, well, I moved to Florida when I was 15. I'd lived in Indiana my entire life. So my parents up and moved me to Florida. Well, I hated it. I hated my parents, everything. I ran away when I was 16. And I ran away. I went to North Carolina and a bunch of other states, and my dad didn't find me until it was like 3 weeks before my 18th birthday. He actually had to hire a private investigator to find me,
Whoa.
And he had to drive to Charlotte, North Carolina to come pick me up.
Holy crap!
That's a long way to go. I'm kind of proud of you for making it that far.
Were you on milk cartons?
No, I was not on milk cartons.
That's when you know you made it, when you're on a milk carton.
I know. Were you on Unsolved
right.
Mysteries?
No, but I actually got asked by the FBI if I wanted to tell them my story, because I guess the people that I was hanging out with weren't very nice,
Uh-oh.
And they were major drug dealers and stuff like that. So,
do you know the other guy who we talked to whose family was part New El Chapo?
Yeah, I heard that. I
maybe,
like, oh,
actually,
that's cool.
Maybe you two are cousins.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow, that is really wild.
Yeah, no kidding. You guys can share the tickets.
Your poor parents. Do you regret doing that? Like putting your parents through that or no?
I didn't at the time, but now I do. I'm actually 23 now and I have a daughter of my own and I've not on drugs. I have a full-time job in college.
Oh, good for you.
Yay.
My dad actually passed away in January and I think about those 2 years that I didn't have with him.
Yeah.
So it was really hard, but I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I'd probably be some 23-year-old with a kid who's still partying and not caring about my life.
Well, that's
so, but
true.
I did graduate high school. I'm going to college. I have a full-time job, and I take care of my baby girl, and I own my own house.
Wow!
So, I don't think I would be that person had I not done the things that I did.
I feel inspired. You're like Oprah this morning. Just preach it.
I know. Look at you making me messed up in here. Somebody chopping onions. All right, Ashley, that's a pretty good story, too, about a checkered past. So hang on the line. Here's what we need to do. We need to use our brain power here. Joe Alex and producer MYK.
The guy who slept with the two sisters and the mom.
We need to think about this and table the ideas.
Girl.
The butt phone girl.
And then what was the other one? The one about, was her name Jessica? What was that girl?
We got Katie, who's 24-year-old, who hides her boyfriend now or whatever. They've got
no.
El Chapo. We got Bobby who got stabbed in the head and lit his sister's hair on fire.
No, those were good, but no, none of those. No.
Jessica stole money and blamed it on the deaf girl.
That was it. That
Rachel
was
farted on her boss's phone.
Okay, so I like the girl that blamed the deaf girl, the phone farter.
Well, let's think about it. And then you can also let us know your opinion on Twitter, too. Help us out a little bit.
You don't
Joe
like a guy that
Show.
Lit a girl's hair on fire?
They were kids, though. Wasn't it sad?
Everybody
an adult.
Does that. All right, let's think about this. Let's deliberate.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, and we have a tough decision to make right now. We're doing stories about your checkered past after all the Indy 500. Is this weekend, and we're going to hook somebody up with a pair of tickets to the Children's Museum After Dark event going on Friday, June 2nd by sharing that. Now, we have three finalists, guys. This is tough, but producer MYK, could you just remind everybody what we narrowed it down to, these three people we thought out all those good calls?
All right, Jessica, who stole money from work and blamed it on her deaf coworker.
That's terrible. That's absolutely terrible.
We've got Rachel, who I guess she farted on her boss's phone, which I think everybody here wants to fart on our boss's phone, right?
I would love to take a dump on our boss's desk sometimes.
Well, you know where it's at.
I like our boss.
No, I'm not saying I don't like our boss, but it's just like it's always been a dream of mine.
I have some other bosses I would have loved to have done that too.
And then we've got Anonymous, who pretty much slept with everyone he worked with. He slept with two sisters, then he found out about their mom, and he said the mom was really good.
Epic.
Haley, who follows us at Joe and Alex Show, said, you guys should pick the guy who slept with the sisters and the mom should win. I'm surprised hearing that from another girl right there. But
and wait, are you sure you don't want to vote for the other Anonymous who has the drug dealer family? I mean, he might come get us if we don't give him the tickets.
Axe the drug dealer. Axe the drug dealer only because he took 10 years to tell the story, and I don't have patience for
that. Well, right now, El Chapo's digging a hole. Underneath
he's
our studio,
he's
and he's
going
to come get us.
Alex is so confident.
All right, then we're down to three.
All right, we have to pick a winner, and that person is on line one. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Rachel.
Rachel, guess what? You okay?
Did I win?
Yes, I thought she got taken. Yes, congratulations.
That phone fart paid off.
Yeah. She didn't answer it. She didn't answer at first. She was far away from the phone because it's probably the same one.
It yeah. sounds like doo-doo. Hey, yeah, we thought your story was awesome, and please don't ever come by our phones again, okay? Just stay away from
okay.
us. But congratulations for that checkered pass story. We're going to hook you up with a pair of passes to the Children's Museum After Dark event, which is so fun. Alex and I got to host it before. It's going on a week from this Friday, June 2nd. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I'm sure your boss will never say that to you, at least your former boss. I already got a laugh, which is good. If you can make a cop laugh, I think that's a good thing. Am I wrong? It's the Joe and Alex Show, an IMPD community officer. He's not stopping. Jeffrey Patterson in studio. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Dude, look at we're live on Facebook. Look at right now. He is like just going absolutely just.
Get, I didn't expect that music, man.
What I mean, I got all kinds of stuff. Do you want to hear like a car sound effect?
Oh, absolutely.
You ever pull somebody over before?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, what's the
20
fastest?
20 years, I've never pulled anybody over.
Wow.
Really? I'm kidding.
Oh. What's the fastest you pulled somebody?
What?
This guy's got jokes.
We got jokes for days over here.
Oh, man.
There's dad jokes and there's cop jokes. First of all, though, we want to say thank you for taking the time to come in here. We're all a big fan of law enforcement here on the Joe and Alex Show. I got a bunch of family that no longer talk to me because I've used up all my get out of jail free cards.
I'm crying over here. That are
cops. But this is really cool. Something that was negative, and it's like this is the perfect timing, perfect scenario going on. Alex loves going to Punchbowl Social, and we like to go downtown. We love hanging out at Revel. We do stuff there with our buddy Buster who does afternoons, and we're downtown a lot in different places. Yeah. And apparently, recently, there's been an uptick in different crimes, like with people getting mugged and
downtown.
Stuff like that.
Mug's a tough word, but yeah. Let's start by saying this. Indianapolis is a safe city.
Is it?
Here's the thing. Things can happen east. Things can happen west. It's not that big of a deal. But when it happens downtown, it's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets blown up.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's why people think it's not safe, but it really is.
Okay.
I want you to know that.
Now, I feel safe. I'm a big guy, and I have no money. So if you mug me, good luck. I mean, have my flip-flops.
I got to change my plan.
Yeah, if you want that. Now, but there was something happening with, I read about an article about employees, that, for example, at
right.
Punchbowl Social,
right.
where the manager, I think, reached out to you because was something happening in the garages or different spots where they were getting held up?
Well, this particular time when he came, it was a waitress after hours, and she was parking in a garage, and the line was long, so she was waiting, and I guess a couple people snatched her out of the car, beat her up pretty bad.
Oh my gosh, that's my biggest
right?
fear.
And took her money.
Oh.
And I guess it's happened in the past. And so randomly he just, because we're on Jackson Place,
okay.
and he just walked down and he said, hey, this is what's going on. Is there anything you can do? And it was perfect because downtown district, and that's where I work, this month, we've rolled out three programs, and they're free to all the businesses and all the people downtown. One is a civilian response to active shooter, which really kind of hits home considering what happened last night at the Ariana Grande, the Grande concert, mm-hmm. you know. But civilian response, and then awareness,
mm-hmm.
and then self-defense. So it was like, this is perfect timing because, yes, we do. And so that's how this all started.
Now, we're talking right now to IMPD Community Officer Jeffrey Patterson here on the Joe and Alex Show. And we're actually live right now, too, on our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page. I was wondering, what are some basic things? And maybe we can do some demonstrations with Alex. Unfortunately, I can't do anything.
Well, I can get up and we can use that mic.
There you go. Then could you get up, Alex?
Yes.
Is there any?
I made sure to wear my fighting clothes. Like,
are those
I'm
your fighting
prawn.
Clothes?
Yeah. This is also her.
This is my fighting clothes.
That's also her her chicken nugget eating clothes and her Netflix.
Yeah, they're stretchy pants for my chicken.
They're multi-purpose.
They are.
Okay.
They serve all everything. Right. But maybe just to explain some basics. I'm sure there's tons of things people can do, but hopefully men and especially women that are listening and watching this video later. What? Are you okay?
I'm just watching her. I don't know. She's a little spunky.
Do
over
not
there.
Punch a cop, Alex. I am not going to. Do you have a taser on you? Because that'd be kind of fun, too.
Do I have a taser? I have 10 daggers. What? I'm just teasing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm like very susceptible to getting beat up because I'm a very tiny person.
And you talk a lot and people hate you.
Yeah, I mouth
at times.
Off a lot. So, like, I feel like people want to punch me.
I know. What?
Am I a what?
Are you my daughter? Sounds like her. Let me tell you something. You say you're small, but get a kitten out of a tree that doesn't want to come.
They're not going to come down.
I'm 5'4", I weigh 98 pounds soaking wet. I'm I'm a hamster. I'm a hamster with a mouth on her. And so
bitty.
I need to learn some self-defense. So like, give us like, because we're on Facebook Live right now, Radio Now 100.9. Can you show me like a move or two?
A move or two. I'll try. Let me think. I Googled this just before I came. So no, think about this. It's not what you do. It's being willing to do it. All right. I can teach you all the techniques in the world, but if you aren't willing to do it. But here's the thing. Now, I teach things that aren't meant to hurt people, but you buy time to get away. Make sense?
Oh, totally makes sense. Anybody,
yeah.
But if it does, now do this.
All right, Alex, put your hand up.
Like you're asking, will you stop? I'm not going to hit you yet.
He's gonna punch you. You can't attack him like that.
From here to here, that's kind of big.
It's like an L shape with your hand. Yeah, basically, like, putting your palm up.
It's like you're asking a question. Teacher, I got a question.
Yeah.
Or you're like, loser.
What does this mean?
Loser.
It means he's going to stop hurting me so I can say, I can ask a question.
Yeah, hurt you. Talk to that. No, check this out. So this is your weapon, right?
Uh-huh.
Now your target is here.
Ooh,
now,
the
why
jugular,
do I teach that?
Throat.
Look, you guys, look. If you just do that, he just never hurt. It hurts.
Yeah, if you hit a guy in the neck with your palm.
Hit anybody. But the thing is, and when you're scared, you have all this strength and all this speed.
Adrenaline.
You're preparing for battle. So, and one of the 8 fears you're born with is a loud unexpected noise. Boom!
Ah!
You see, you flinch.
I'm good at that.
You flinch.
I can definitely do loud and unexpected
Please
noises.
Alex sometimes pees her pants.
Can I just tell you a secret?
Don't
that ever since
that
I was little, I always had this fear of being like kidnapped or abducted or something. And I've always said that I was going to just be weird. Like just all of a sudden be like, and just like make all these weird noises and faces. And the guy would be so weirded out. He wouldn't want to take me. He'd be like, I don't want her.
Well, the thing is, when a person is trying to take you or mug you, they're not thinking about you being that way. So when you are crazy or when you do yell, they're like, what? And as they're saying what, bam, that's when you attack.
Oh, see? So my strategy actually was a good strategy.
No, it is. Because what you've done is you've redirected them somewhere else. And while they're thinking, what the heck is going on? Wham, that's when you attack. And then you run.
Okay. Running, that's where I'm going to need a scooter or something to like ride away.
I think honestly that is a great technique. Is there maybe one more that we can
do?
Hang on,
you got to practice. Okay. So do this. Please don't hit me.
Don't hit him
in
the neck.
Hit me. And you got to yell. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
What are you going to yell? Like, chicken nugget!
Yeah, no, chicken nugget power!
Yell back or not in the face or whatever works for you. But yell, you know. Guys, listen,
Alex has yelled that before.
When you're yelling, you're breathing, you're letting people know what's going on, and you're telling them what you want them to do, or in this case,
true.
What not to do.
Yeah. Now, is this true or not true? I also feel like, we joked about Oprah earlier, but I also feel like there was an Oprah episode where a woman talked about how she was targeted for sexual assault, and she told the guy, like, she had AIDS or HIV or something, and then he didn't. Like, it was like, she told him that, and then he freaked out and didn't want to. Like, is that something you recommend? Like, tell a guy you have, like, a sexually transmitted disease? I mean, it's like,
that's
weird,
pretty
but
deep, but maybe that would work.
Well, I hadn't really considered that, and, but I tell you what, if I was
Alex, wait, hold on. Alex, what would you do if he says, so do I?
That's terrifying.
Well played. Now, I tell you what, if I was a sexual predator and you told me that, that may deter me.
I always thought that in my mind, too. Like, I always thought I would be like, you know, I've got HIV or, you know, I'd say something like that so
you
he would want to.
You thought so much about
these
scenarios.
I would make a weird noise. I would all of a sudden just start foaming at the mouth, acting crazy. You know, I'd do all that.
I don't have statistics.
Could you do me a favor? Could we? I don't even think Alex needs to get paid. Could we put Alex on the force and like she could like encourage other women to do it? Yeah, she's like,
I'll teach him the face and the noise.
Well, you've got it on Facebook now. Everybody sees that.
All right, I don't even think we have time for any more. Is there a real quick technique we got to wrap things up this morning? We have in studio this morning IMPD Community Officer Jeffrey Patterson teaching us a lot of great stuff about self defense classes and awesome techniques. Is there another quick one, or is that kind of a nice way to wrap it up?
Well,
right here.
I mean, I teach three.
Okay.
So you have to remember two in case one doesn't work.
Okay.
So my cookie cutter program is three techniques, and that's one of them.
Okay. The throat. And, L.
Yeah. The
but
throat.
Now you're going to add mine, so now you'll have four techniques, right?
Yeah. The Yeah. You
try
have to
do
teach
it.
Me. I can't phone
that sounded like a turkey.
I'm hungry.
Now, were these classes, are these open to the public?
So here's how we're rolling. Now, mind you, it's brand new.
Yeah.
What we're doing is anybody downtown, business, civilians, communities, they call us. We come to you. It's free.
Free? Hello.
The active shooter, the awareness, the cha-ching, right? It's all free. It's a service. We want to do the best we can to partner with the community and to keep them safe.
That's
awesome.
Our
job. And so what's the best way to keep someone safe than to teach them? Teach them how to be safe. Not just be there for them, but help them so when we're not there, they at least have some idea of how to keep themselves safe.
Absolutely.
That's the goal.
I honestly, I am so thankful that you came in here today. Alex, I mean, do you feel like you learned something? Because I feel like you did.
I feel like I learned and I contributed to the force today.
Have contributed.
Alex really is proud of her technique. So she's expecting a...
We'll just call it hashtag the face. Do the hashtag the face.
That's right.
All right. IMPD Community Officer Jeffrey Patterson, thank you so much for serving and protecting our community. And thank you for taking the time in to come into studio this morning.
Guys. We appreciate it.
Last night was a big night. Alex, tell us what went down on The Bachelorette.
Well, it felt like I waited an entire full hour before I even saw one hot guy last night. And based on Twitter research, it looked like most people felt the same way as I did. The most memorable people, in my opinion, that Rachel met last night, by the way, spoiler alert if you haven't watched yet, were Josiah, who is a prosecutor from Florida. And at first, we see a totally staged business phone call where he actually says, "We're going to go after this guy. He's a bad guy. And we're going to get him off the streets." I mean, I'm no law and order expert, but I mean, am I crazy or is that straight out of an episode? That was super weird. And then all of a sudden I'm Snapchatting, drinking wine, roasting people on Twitter as you do. And then there's this dramatic shift where we're suddenly learning about Josiah's older brother, Sam, who was bullied as a child for being overweight. And then Josiah drops the ultimate buzzkill on us and says that his brother hung himself in the backyard and that he was the one who cut his brother down when he was 7 years old.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Then we met a guy named Adam who brought a doll he called Adam Jr. that weirdly looked like a mix of Jordan Rogers and Chucky. Another dude whose occupation was straight up just Tickle Monster, and Lucas, aka the Waboom guy.
I mean, this guy right here.
Yeah. It only took me about 10 seconds to see that he had a straight up IMDb profile as an actor and find out that Waboom, which I thought might be like a product or business
like
or something.
Kaboom, yeah.
Yeah. It was actually nothing. It's nothing except a way for him to market himself so he can sell tummy tea and teeth whitener on Instagram. So what is really interesting is that Chad Johnson, our favorite villain from JoJo's season of The Bachelorette, tweeted as this Waboom drama was going on, "Props to Lucas for the catchphrase of Waboom, but I just trademarked it, so you owe me money every time you use it." So I didn't know if that was a joke or if it was serious.
Oh, that would suck.
So I texted Chad this morning and I reached out to him personally to verify if this was true. And he said, "Yeah, I actually did. Waboom cost me $500. It was also weird being on my phone for 3 hours straight while doing an appearance because the website LegalZoom was causing me problems. But yes, I really did." So there you have it. That was the ultimate.
So he trademarked it with LegalZoom?
Yeah.
LegalZoom!
And yes, Lucas got a rose.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Waboom ain't getting a rose, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, there's a lot of fly dudes here, but yeah, Waboom ain't getting a rose.
Lucas.
All right, then.
Yes! There's some money for Chad now.
Yeah, yeah. So every time he says it.
That sounds like what you say all the time, your sound effects.
Totally. I thought that was the funniest thing ever that Chad did that. So the two guys that were my personal favorites were Dean and Brian. Dean dresses like Justin Bieber, according to his Instagram, which, if you don't know, is my type. That, like, kind of West Coast, California style, lots of snapbacks. Yeah, he dresses
big
like that.
Big wiener.
Anyways, besides being the best dressed last night with a skinny suit and a floral tie, he was also the hottest, which doesn't say a whole lot because, like I said, the dudes are really lacking this season, I think. But Dean was one of the guys who Rachel got to meet last live at the After the Final Rose show. And in case you forgot, he's the one who said he plans on going black and never going back, which SJWs on Twitter found super offensive. But Rachel talked about it last night and said that she thought it was really funny, and she said she loved it as a joke. And
he's
said,
a white guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's white. And Rachel's black, obviously. So she was like, you know, I get that some people would find that offensive. She's like, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. And she said, and I happen to love it. So don't worry about it.
Get over
yourself,
people.
He was really nervous. He was like, did I blow my first impression on that show? And she said, no, no, no. So that was good. So Dean's also 26. And I mean, that's like a very 26-year-old joke to make. So we'll let him have that pass. Brian is Colombian, and he actually ended up getting the first impression rose last night for wooing, not wabooing Rachel by speaking Spanish. Yeah. So, I mean, he got the first impression rose. He was hot, I guess, sort of. I don't know. Lee, who was like the country singer, he looked like he was going to be the villain and sucked, and also probably has a secret girlfriend. So all kinds of fun things. Now, this is the first time that I personally haven't looked up the spoilers ahead of time, so I haven't done that yet. I was going to do it today. So last night I watched with fresh eyes. I don't know what all is going to happen, but by the end of today, I will know every single person that goes home on each episode, what all happens, who wins, all that stuff.
You can't hold yourself back and not look.
No, I love to look. Reading the spoilers doesn't ruin it for me. I feel like I have inside information. It makes it better for me. But I won't spill those spoilers on the air. But yeah, so just know. Waboom. Chad Johnson, the real MVP for trademarking that last night, though. So that's my little bachelorette recap for you.
Oh my gosh. And by the way, too, I don't want to post this online, this podcast at radio90.com. I don't want my wife to know. Lindsay did not know about this last night. She must have forgot.
Oh, so you got a free pass. You didn't have to watch it.
Oh yeah, because she always wants me to sit through it. So please do me a favor. We'll just sneak this in on the show every Monday around this, or Tuesday around this time, and that'll be it. But you're saying right now that like none of the guys are really that hot to you. Is that kind of an overall theme? A lot of women have felt that way?
I see Alex going for Adam Jr.
The doll.
Yeah.
That was so funny. So they actually did like an interview. You know when they interview you and it's just you and the camera,
casting,
the guy
yeah.
in the camera talking? Well, they did that with this doll, and they had him talking like
French.
Like a French voice.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
it was so funny.
Can you real quick, because I want to save this clip, after the first episode, without looking at spoilers, you said you haven't, who do you think's going to win this? It's early prediction. I know things can change, but can you just like go out on a limb and make a guess?
No, I don't know the guy's names like by heart yet, so I couldn't tell you. But I think it's going to be a white guy.
I'm going to tell you who it's going to be.
It's not him. Do you think that Rachel's going to end up with a white guy?
Why do you think it's going to be a white guy?
Because
That's
I think that she, because I think she prefers white guys, because she had a better connection. Both of the guy that got the first impression rose was, well, he's Colombian.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, the Colombian might
But the guys
it.
That she had the reactions to, like the strongest, like, ooh, you know, like was really vibing with,
yeah.
they were all white. They weren't.
Yeah.
She was vibing the most. So I was like, maybe she is a type. You know, I mean, she went for Nick's season. So I don't know.
All right. Hey, Alex, thank you so much for that Bachelorette recap. You actually can check it out if you want to hear it again. Radio90.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex show.